Welcome back to the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast. Live, Build, Change. That's what this is all about. We all want to live our faith in an authentic, genuine way. We want to build something with our lives, and at Live, Build, Change, we focus on building businesses that can truly change the world. If you're interested, go to livebuildchange.com to find out more. This Morning Mindset is aimed at helping us head toward that life-changing sort of thing that can come from our own lives by enabling us to live each day according to God's wisdom, according to the way He has designed the universe to run. And we've been doing that most recently by looking at the book of Proverbs. We're in chapter number 6, and we're looking at some verses here that have to do with, well, it's a word we don't use very often, but it means a lazy person. It's the word sluggard. Beginning at verse 6, hey, when's the next time you're going to use the word sluggard? I dare you, use it today in a conversation. All right, verse number 6 of chapter number 6 says this: go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. And poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. Man, that's some pretty dramatic descriptions of what laziness can bring to us, isn't it? And he points to an instance in nature, the ants, who work diligently day by day by day, putting away food for the wintertime, when I believe ants hibernate. If that's not true, you can let me know, but I've never seen ants out in the wintertime. And they do that by instinct. They do that because God has designed them to naturally work that way. And the writer of Proverbs is pointing out to us that this is a natural course of the way God has created the world to be. Work is to ensue, which then brings about the provision or the produce from that work. And our position in the world as God's image bearers is to work. You notice in the acts of creation, God worked, and then on the seventh day, He rested. He did all of that as examples to us of what it means to be made in His image. We are like God in those ways. We are intended to work. We are intended to provide for ourselves and others. That's why Live, Build, Change exists. I believe that Christian people can build side businesses or even full-time businesses that not only provide for them and their families as they should, but also can provide for others in a variety of ways. And so these verses are very instructive for us. It's a reminder, it's a warning that laziness is not to be tolerated in our lives. We should not allow ourselves to fall into habits of laziness. He says, when you do, poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity will come on you like an armed man. So you will be in want, you will be in need if you're unwilling to work. Now I realize there are issues where people have injuries, people have handicaps and things that go on, they're disabled to some degree and cannot work. And I have great compassion for those kinds of situations and would like to know ways that those around us could be of more help to those people and use what God's done in our lives to be a blessing to them. Yet, even in those situations, I've seen people who could do some kind of work, something on the internet or something through a remote form of work, but instead they decide to take government handouts and that kind of things. And those things are there to help people who truly need the help. And I'm not pointing fingers here. I'm not casting blame. I'm just bringing up an issue because I have an example in mind that I'm going to talk to you about tomorrow, a story of a friend of mine who did exactly what I'm describing. Join me tomorrow on The Morning Mindset.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.